Good morning.
早安。
All right. When I was in fifth grade, I was put in this special enrichment class for smart students.
我在五年级的时候就被进入自由班。
And one day we had an English teacher from the high school come and talk to us.
有一天高中里的一个英文老师来教我们。
And so she was talking a lot and she asked, does anyone know what the word profane means?
在课堂中她问有人知道亵渎是什么意思吗？
I had no idea what it meant.
我根本不知道那是什么意思。
But I saw a lot of the other kids raising their hands.
可是很多学生举手。
And I didn't want to look dumb in the smart kids class.
我不想要在自由班看起来很。
So I raised my hand too.
所以我也举起手。
But then the teacher called on me.
但老师就叫我起来发言。
And asked me what profane meant.
问我亵渎是什么意思。
I had no idea.
我根本不晓得。
So I just stared at her.
所以我就一直看着她。
And eventually she asked somebody else.
最后老师只好问别人。
And they said what it meant.
那别人也答了。
And I thought, oh well, I knew that. I just didn't know how to say it.
我就想说，其实我早就知道那个答案，我只是不知道怎么说出来而已。
I'm sure a lot of us can think of these funny things in our life.
可能你也类似有过这些有趣的经验。
But that prideful attitude of trying to protect your self-image can be really harmful.
但是那为了要保护我们自我形象的骄傲，其实往往是能够害你的。
And it definitely has been in my life.
它事实上它害了我。
But Jesus told a parable about a much better alternative to our arrogance.
但是耶稣却说了一个预言，他教导我们一个比比傲慢更好的一个方式。
So Jesus paints a picture that the people that were listening to him could definitely imagine, visualize.
耶稣现在在画一幅画，你可以想象这幅画的内容。
So two men went up to, in verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and one a tax collector.
在第十节里，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
The temple was on a hill, so the two men were going up to the temple for their time of personal prayer and devotion.
圣殿在山上，所以这两个人必须要上山，好去敬拜，还有祷告。
The one man is a Pharisee, and yeah.
其中一人是法利赛人。
And Jesus' audience knows that Pharisees are the most powerful and respected Jews.
耶稣的听众那时知道法利赛人是法利赛人是当时最受尊敬的犹太人。
Israel was a theocracy.
以色列那时是神权的政治体系。
So religious leaders like Pharisees told everyone else what to eat, how to organize their families, what to study, how to run a business, and most importantly, how to come before God.
所以法利赛人那时教导着民众要如何吃，如何整顿家务。要怎么样学习，要怎么样做事业，那最重要的是要如何来到神面前。
On the other side, Jesus introduces the tax collector.
在另外一边，耶稣却介绍了这样的一个税吏。
The tax collectors were the least popular people in Jerusalem.
税吏是那时由耶路撒冷里面最不被受欢迎的人。
When Rome conquered Jerusalem 100 years before this, Rome had instituted a system of tax farming.
因为在罗马征服了征服了以色列100年前征服以色列的时候，罗马实施了缴税的制度。
Roman governors would hire Jewish people to collect the taxes for them.
罗马政府会去让一些犹太人去收税。
So instead of paying the tax collectors, they just let the tax collectors keep whatever extra taxes they collected.
而罗马却不给这些犹太人薪水，是让这些犹太人把征税增多的作为他们自己的薪水。
Which led to a lot of tax collectors collecting a lot of extra money.
所以很多税吏就以此收了很多更多的钱。
So the tax collectors were really traitors to the Jewish people by working for the Jewish government, for the Roman government.
所以在这个税吏就好像汉奸，帮着罗马人来拿走犹太人的钱。
And they were thieves by taking extra taxes.
他们就像一个小偷，因为他们拿走额外的钱。
So pretend today in our church there's a pastor.
想象在今天在这个教会里面有一个牧师。
But not Pastor Tony or Pastor Paul or Pastor Juan.
这个牧师不是徐牧师、保罗牧师或是王牧师。
Each week he works really hard for our church.
每一周这位牧师非常的为教会工作勤奋。
He's always reading the Bible.
总是在读经。
He does everything right.
所有的事情都无懈可击。
Whenever you have a question, he always has the biblical answer.
每当你有疑问，他总是用圣经的基础来回答你。
Then, today, in the back of the church, you see another guy walk in that you recognize.
但是在教会后面，你却看到一个你知道的人。
It's the guy who ripped you off last week.
他就是那上礼拜去敲诈你钱的人。
He stole from you.
他从你身上偷东西。
And when you called the police, they didn't do anything about it.
而当你报警时，警察根本不管你。
But that's not all.
不止这样子。
He did it to everyone else here too.
这个人也把这个坏事对所有其他人做。
So if Jesus was telling a story about the guy who stole from all of us, and about the pastor who we all respect, what would you expect?
如果耶稣再说了一个这样的故事，是有关这个很不好的敲诈人，还有牧师的话，你会怎么想呢？
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
你会想我所想的一样吗？
Jesus is going to rebuke that thief and praise the pastor, right?
一定，耶稣一定会责骂那个敲诈人，而是好好的夸赞牧师，不是吗？
So let's look at what this pastor prays in verses 11 and 12.
我们来看看这位牧师如何祷告的。
So the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、淫奸，也不向这位税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，而且我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I'm awesome.
我真是太棒了。
So here we see the Pharisees' arrogance, critical spirit, and self-righteousness.
我们可以看到这位法利赛人的傲慢，他的刻薄，还有他的自以为意。
We see his arrogance as he stands by himself.
他站在一边，就凸显了他的傲慢。
He's probably standing somewhere that others can see him.
很有可能他站在那，好叫所有的人都能看见他。
Next one. Okay. So Jesus said in Matthew 6:5, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men." I tell you the truth, they've received their reward in full.
就像在马太福音六章五节说，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
So the Pharisee might be claiming to be praying to God.
也许法利赛人口称他们是对神祷告。
But this prayer is all about the Pharisee.
但其实祷告内容只是有关他自己。
He thinks that prayer is a chance to show off for God and for others.
他认为祷告只是他向别人炫耀他自己好处的一个管道。
When I was accompanying my girlfriend Yuqing to Penn State a few weeks ago,
几周前我与我的女朋友雨晴一起去 Penn State.
We took the bus from Philadelphia to State College.
我们从费城坐公车到 Penn State.
We were arriving one day before her uncle brought all of her stuff from Ithaca to Penn State.
在他的叔父在他的姑父到 Penn State 之前的一天，我们就已经到 Penn State 了。
So April asked me to bring a sleeping bag for her to use before her bed stuff arrived.
那雨晴就叫我带一个睡袋，因为他姑父到之前可能就没睡袋。
So I had the sleeping bag in a nice bag.
所以我就把这个睡袋放在一个好的袋子里。
But then I changed my mind and put it in this other bag.
但是我改变主意的时候，我把它又换到另外一个袋子里。
And when we got to State College, the bag broke.
可是当我们到达的时候，那个袋子就扫破了。
So we got off the bus, and there's snow everywhere, and it's really cold.
而当我们从公车下来的时候，雪布满着这个睡袋，而且很冷。
And we had a bunch of bags because we were coming back from Urbana and from Christmas break.
而且我们从寒假还有从 Urbana 宣教大会也带了很多东西在身上。
So Yuqing had to carry like her book bag and another bag and was hugging this like 6 foot long unrolled sleeping bag.
所以雨晴身后背了又重又多的书袋，前方又抱着一个又冷又是多雪的一个睡袋。
Oh, and we had to carry it all around town.
那我们就这样子在城市里走来走去。
So we walked across campus to the bank.
从校园走到银行。
And then we got on the bus to go to our apartment.
又坐公车到我们的公寓。
And we looked like we were in America for the first time.
我们就好像刚逃难到美国来的人一样。
I should have taken a picture.
我应该拍一个照给你们看。
By the time we got into her new apartment,
那当我们到了新的公寓时
，Yuqing was so annoyed that she asked, "Why didn't you keep the original bag for the sleeping bag?"
雨晴很不耐烦的，她说：“你为什么要换睡袋的这个袋子呢
？”I said, "No, it wasn't my fault for bringing the wrong bag."
我就说这不是我的错。
And on top of that, I criticized Yuqing, saying, "Why didn't you bring your own sleeping bag?"
那我还责备她说：“为什么你自己不带你自己的睡袋
？”Why did I have to do it?
为什么我需要帮你做？
When someone criticizes me, I feel like I have to defend myself.
当有人指责我时，我总是觉得我要为自己辩解。
But that's just part of the arrogant attitude that I want to pretend that I'm perfect and I don't make stupid mistakes.
但那只是我傲慢的态度，想要让我，想要让我表现出我是没有缺点的一样。
The point is, I was feeling insecure for doing a bad job, and I yeah.
重点是我只是心里不想要让人家觉得我做事搞砸了。
And I reacted by pushing Yuqing down to try to lift myself up.
而我把雨晴踩下去，好让我自己可以上来。
So what arrogance does is it doesn't let you address your own problems.
所以傲慢让你无法去看见你自己的缺失。
You aren't honest with yourself.
你无法对你自己忠实。
And then you criticize others, which isolates you.
而你还会指责别人，也因此跟别人就隔离了。
We see how this Pharisee was displaying the same arrogance that I was displaying.
我们可以看到这个法利赛人跟我那时的态度很类似。
He is standing by himself, isolated from the community of other Jews.
他站在那个地方，与其他犹太人都被分离了。
He displays pride, which is fine when he's perfect.
他只表现出一种骄傲，好像他自己是完美的。
But that will lead to great shame when he is not perfect.
但是那只是给他带来更多的羞愧，因为他并不完美。
Then he criticizes the others, which destroys any opportunity for community.
而他也会指责别人，而这样的指责就让他无法跟别人打成一片。
The Pharisee's arrogance leads him also to self-righteousness.
法利赛人的傲慢又带领他成为自以为意。
By pointing out that he fasted much more often than was required, and tithed even things that were not required.
他说自己禁食祷告这么多，而且甚至捐钱捐多过十分之一。
The Pharisee is trying to lift himself up before God.
法利赛人只是想要在神面前荣耀他自己。
But this is pure arrogance.
但这纯粹只是一种傲慢。
Because we know from Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为罗马书三章二十三节已经告诉我们了，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
None of us are able to reach God's standard of perfection.
我们没有一个人能够到达神的标准。
But this Pharisee is praying this to God.
但是这个法利赛人这样子祷告。
He's trying to say that he is good enough for God.
他祷告里说他在神里面是够好的。
If we get rid of our arrogance and take a look inside,
如果我们拿掉我们的傲慢，看到我们自己的内心，
each of us knows that we are not good enough.
我们可以知道我们其实不够好。
We are sinful.
我们是有罪的。
You and I are lazy, dishonest, and selfish.
你跟我都是懒惰的，不诚实的，而且不诚实的，而且很自私的。
At Cornell, sometimes that's hard to talk about.
可能在康奈尔，很多人不愿意这样子说自己。
We all have great resumes.
每个人的履历表都看起来很棒。
Just like this Pharisee had a great spiritual resume.
好像这个法利赛人有很好的属灵的履历表。
We've done a lot of great things.
我们已经做了很多的丰功伟业。
We're really good at a lot of things.
我们对很多事情都很拿手。
But no matter how great your resume is, the Bible is clear that it's not going to get you into heaven.
但不管你的履历表有多么的炫耀，圣经告诉我们，它无法让你到天堂。
So Jesus introduces someone who probably had the worst spiritual resume imaginable.
所以耶稣就介绍了这样一个他的属灵履历表可能是最糟糕的一个人。
The tax collector, the guy who ripped you off.
就是那税吏，就是那敲诈你的人。
So in verse 13 says, But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
这里说，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
The tax collector is humble, broken, and needy.
税吏是谦卑的，是破碎的，也是贫困的。
Instead of standing in front where everyone can see him,
他不选择站在一个别每个人都看得见的位置上。
Stood in the back in humility.
他用谦卑的心站在后边。
And on top of this humility, he also recognizes how deep his sins really are.
除了谦卑，他又看到他自己的罪孽何等深。
The tax collector comes before God as an unworthy sinner.
罪吏来到神面前是一个不配的罪人。
But he needs God's mercy to cover his sins.
而他自己也需要神的恩典来浇灌他的罪。
This is the proper position we should have with God.
这是我们应该去学习的一个榜样。
We truly are needy sinners.
我们是一个很贫困的罪人。
God's mercy and love are gifts of God.
神的恩典和爱是神给我们的礼物。
They are not things that we earn by working hard.
并不是我们靠做什么而去得来的。
They are His gifts to you.
那也是神给你的礼物。
When I first came to graduate school at Cornell, I was really lonely.
当我刚来到康奈尔大学读研究所时，我内心非常寂寞。
I had broken up with my ex-girlfriend.
我那时刚与前任女友分手。
And I felt this great shame.
心中觉得羞愧。
Because I thought that I was such a good person that my love for my ex-girlfriend would withstand anything.
因为我觉得我的爱，我是这么样的一个人，这么样一个好的人，我的爱，我对我前女友的爱，一定可以在任何时候都风雨担当得起。
In the end, my love was temporary and imperfect.
可是在最后，事实证明我的爱是短暂的，也是不完美的。
Just like everyone else is here on earth.
就像在世界上的所有人一样。
I thought that my love could save her, and her love could save me.
我以为我的爱可以救我前任女友，她的爱也可以救我。
But in the end, we were just two broken people.
但是事实上，我们只是两个破碎的人。
And in that brokenness, I came before God ashamed and needy.
在我的破碎当中，我来到神面前是羞愧的，也是贫穷的。
Just like the tax collector.
就好像这位税吏一样。
And that's when I truly let God take control of my life and was freed from my sin.
而在这个时候，我才能真实的让神完全的来到我生命，主宰我的一切，好让我成为在他里面成为一个没有罪的人。
When we recognize our sinfulness and stop trying to say that we are good enough.
当我们看到自己的罪停止在说我们够好的时候，
We have an opportunity to let God into our lives.
我们就有机会让神住进我们的心中。
That's exactly what the tax collector did.
这就是那位税吏所做的。
In sorrow and humility, he recognized himself as a deep sinner.
在懊悔还有谦卑里面，他在神面前承认他自己是罪人。
He turned towards God and exalted God instead of exalting himself.
他转向神而归荣耀给神，而不是给他自己。
Instead of continuing to fix his sinful ways on his own, he turned to God to give him mercy and to fix his sins for him.
他不是继续靠他自己的努力洗净他的罪，而是靠神去洗除他自己的罪。
The humility, brokenness, and neediness of the tax collector allows him to seek God.
这位税吏 的谦卑、破碎和贫困，反而让他可以亲近神。
In human eyes, the tax collector was probably at the worst point in his life.
从人的角度，这位税吏可能是现在处在他生命里的最低潮。
But it was at that point that he entered God's kingdom as a son of God.
但也只有在这个时候，他才可以转向神，转向神的儿子。
Washed by Jesus' blood to be perfect in God's eyes.
来被耶稣的宝血洗净，好让他在神眼里重新成为完全。
That's what Jesus ultimately means when he concludes the parable.
这就是耶稣他在说这段经文的时候他最后的意思。
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God.
我告诉你们，这人回去比那人倒算为义了。
So today our sanctuary is like a mirror reflecting the story that Jesus told.
今天在我们的教会就像一个镜子，去反映出这个耶稣所告诉我们的故事。
Our hearts are like those of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
我们的心可能像法利赛人，也可以像那税吏。
So which one are you?
你是哪一个呢？
Are you like the Pharisee?
你是呢？法利赛人吗？
Just like I am with my arrogance, you're trying to defend yourself whenever anyone criticizes you.
那么就好像我的傲慢一样，你只是想要在别人指责你的时候来防卫你自己。
You have done lots of great things, but it just leads you to pushing others away with your critical spirit.
你可能做过了很多好行为，但是那只会让你让你的对别人的苛薄，让你跟别人无法在一起。
And you feel isolated.
你就会觉得被隔离。
And you try to be perfect on the outside, but inside you know that you are broken.
在外面你想要表现的是完全，在内心里面你其实却是不完全的。
Or maybe you feel like the tax collector.
或是也许你是一个那税吏。
You're broken.
你是破碎的。
You are feeling the weight of your sins.
你感到你罪孽的深重。
Maybe you've lost your purity.
也许你失去了你的贞洁，
or you feel anger towards your family,
或是你对你的家庭觉得生气，
or you feel like God and other people can't accept you,
或是你觉得神或是其他人永远无法接纳你，
and you've seen the way that your sins lead you, and you don't want to go that way anymore.
而你看到你的罪曾经带你去那糟糕的结果，你不想要再那样子。
So whether you feel like the Pharisee or the tax collector, God has the same message for you today and always.
不管你今天觉得你是那税吏还是法利赛人，神给你的那信息是一样的。
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast."
以弗所书二章八到九节说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。”
So please receive God's free gift today.
我邀请你今天就来接受神的这份礼物。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的神啊，
Thank you for this parable.
谢谢你的预言。
Thank you that we don't have to save ourselves.
谢谢你，我们不需要靠自己来救自己。
Please help us recognize that we never could anyway.
帮助我们知道我们怎样也无法救自己。
So please help the people who are struggling with arrogance.
真的是帮助我们当中如果还有傲慢的。
Let them know that if they are sons or daughters of God, they are already perfect in God's eyes.
让他们知道在神的眼中，神的儿女已经是完全了。
And if they are not believers yet.
而如果他们还不是信你的人，
Let them know that they don't have to keep trying to be perfect.
也让他们知道他们不需要再辛苦的去追求自己完美。
And please help those who feel broken like the tax collector.
也真的是看顾我们这些像那税吏一样知道破碎的人。
Let them know that no matter how bad their sins are,
让这些人知道不论他们的罪是何等的糟糕，
Nothing they do is more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ.
他们所有的行为没有一样是能够胜过耶稣基督的宝血的。
Please help these gifts of your love and forgiveness to transform our community.
恳求你的这份救赎恩爱的礼物能够复兴我们的群队。
Let it help us be vulnerable with each other.
能够让我们在彼此里面觉得是软
vulnerable.
Yeah.
能够让我们在彼此里面觉得是软弱的。
奉耶稣的名。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
好吗
？Oh, it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So, this week at Cornell, there was a special conference for teaching.
这周在康奈尔大学有一个特别的这个教书的会议。
And so one of the talks I went to was about how the lecture is the worst teaching method.
那我去参加的会议，他说过，演讲是一个最坏的教学生的方式。
They showed brain activity during lectures and during watching TV.
他们分析了学生在听演讲的时候的脑波，还有看电视的时候的脑波。
And it was exactly the same.
这两个脑波是一模一样的。
And then I was trying to prepare this sermon.
所以当我今天在准备这个讲道的时候
，And I realized that. The best thing to do would be to give you guys an opportunity to talk with each other right now.
我想到说，我应该给你们更多的机会来彼此沟通，彼此交谈。
So please turn to the person next to you.
所以请你转向你旁边的人。
And tell them how you're feeling.
告诉他你现在的感觉如何。
Feel wonderful.
Oh, really? Good. I'm happy.
Interaction
right with
the audience.
I know, so the lecture, he was doing the eye clicker. You know the eye clicker method?
Yeah.
So he was talking about how you let them answer the question, and then you see if, if about 50% got it right, then you say, okay, well, why don't you convince the people next to you what you think the right answer is?
So they give you out questions.
So they give questions, and then text after they call, he lets them do the clicker again, and he finds that they get their answer right. So they teach each other better than the lecturer teaches them. So
that's true. Because, I mean, listening is so passive. And I think humans really learn by doing, really learn by being involved.
Yeah.
So that's why they say, teaching is the best way to learn the material yourself.
Yeah, because you actually have to express it. Yeah. So.
So,
I said,
are you going to show a video or something?
No, that's Mansang.
Oh, that's Mansang.
Yeah.
You did quit.
Yeah. It's very short because of this, but now I realize that maybe it's even too short.
Oh, so what should we do?
Well,
read it.
Oh, it's okay. If it's short, people just feel nice that they can be relaxed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mansang. Yeah.
Yeah,
should I say tell each other how to apply this method?
How
I mean, teach each other about how you feel like a Pharisee or a tax collector?
Yeah, sure. You wanna show them? Oh, you haven't?
I didn't say that, but I mean, I don't have to. I think I just said how you were feeling today, but I think it's already pretty good.
Right. I think just let them
go.
Yeah.
I said it in Chinese.
But also repeat it in Chinese.
I do repeat it in Chinese, and then I said it in English.
Here to give the message?
Pastor Xu asked me, but I mean, it was a question. I could say no.
Okay.
So I said I would like to. It's
probably a lot of work to come up with
a message. It's only 4 pages. So, I mean, really, if you want to, it needs to be 8 or 9 pages to be the full time. And then if there's no translation, then it needs to be even longer.
But usually, I think.7 pages too long. Like from my translator's experience, I think usually the pastor usually skip a lot of.
Oh really?
Yeah. always give up a lot of time.
But then how do they fill up the time? Because whenever I do it, I always end
because
up...
Because they always have so much.
Okay.
So I almost always have only 60%, 70% maybe of the whole SpongeBob class.
Alright. Mantan? Okay. It's very short.
No, that's good.
Okay.
I think that's in time. I'm fine.
Luke 的信息。
Thank you, Luke, for your message.
我看大家讨论都很热烈。
I can see that everyone is engaged in very intensive discussions.
我看我们里边，如果你觉得你是法利赛人的话，请举手，我看。
If you raise your hand if you feel you're a Pharisee.
Only a few 法利赛人。
Only a few. 哈哈。
所以好像大家都觉得自己是这个税吏啊。
So most of you feel you are the tax collector.
应该是。其实我们刚才我们和两个姐妹讨论觉得我们有时候我们是法利赛人有时候我们是税吏
Actually from my discussion with a couple of sisters I feel that sometimes I'm a tax collector but sometimes I'm a Pharisee
我们很顺利的时候我们就很骄傲我们就觉得我们就好像就是法利赛人
When I am in a good time I feel proud and I'm like a Pharisee
下面我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a response song.
主，我愿像。
Oh, to be like you.
主，我愿像。这季世上的财宝一代主基督完美形象祝我愿想你祝我愿想你愿你的感谢心的思念方生愿你的上限生命我念第二代请姐妹来
Second verse for sisters
大家一起来
，together。
祝我愿想你，祝我愿想你，荣耀的救主，向你分解，愿你的感觉，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣心，深引我灵。第三节弟兄
Third one, brothers
我愿向你千岁不久人忍耐且勇敢圣洁顺水与苦的肉麻男女来顺受名字受痛苦世人得救一起来
Together
祝我愿想你祝我愿想你荣耀的救主向你分解 愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣心。
最后一节，我们一起来
The last one together。
我愿向你愿你的天去生以爱与生命充满我心，使我多圣殿呵护你居住，更是我生命地的天赋。我愿向你，主我愿向你，荣耀的救主向你纯洁，愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣心深藏我心。